Depression affects more than 16.1 million American adults ages 18 and older. It's the second most common illness in college. Depression can make people feel lonely and affect day-to-day experiences. It can be difficult to treat, and it's important to get the in-depth consultations you need. Hannah, a student from Emory, talks about her struggles with depression.
I knew something was off when I was just overly tired and sleeping between all my classes. I felt a general lack of motivation when I transitioned from freshman year to sophomore year.
Hannah then took action to see what was causing the change in her personality.
So I looked to see what symptoms I had in order to confirm that it was actually depression I was experiencing. And because depression is something that runs in my family, I knew to seek help immediately. And I looked on Emory's healthcare website to see what services were offered, and I scheduled my first consultation.
There were some difficulties in the process.
It was really hard to get in touch with anyone after my initial consultation, just because the availability was really low. And
Dr. Franzosi, a professor at Emory, then talked about the common sources of depression he's seen in his own students.
I think the pressure gets to them in many cases. In some cases, stuff that happens at home. I have seen kids completely fall apart because they fall into drugs. So the funny thing is that many of these kids who come from very privileged backgrounds, in the end, are not so happy. They have problems.
Since Dr. Franzosi deals with depressed students, he mentioned what he usually does to help.
Yeah, Emory does have a lot of resources. And if I catch them, I do make the recommendation. Typically what I do, in fact, I just send them to the dean. I mean, I have friends who are in the dean's office, student deans, and I send it to them so that they have an immediate outlet.
Overall, the need for psychologists at Emory is high, and unfortunately, with Dr. Franzosi and Hannah's input, it seems like there's a lot more that Emory could be doing with the increasing rates of mental illness.